Welcome to News Video Clip. We are in the 10th week of Trump's failed war with Iran. Gas prices continue to skyrocket. Grocery prices continue to skyrocket. And so what is Dear Leader doing about all of this? Well, he is building a golden statue to himself down at his Doral Country Club golf club in Miami, Florida. If this looks a little familiar, it's probably because we've seen this before. Joseph Stalin, who led Russia for decades and was a murderous dictator, used to build statues to himself in Moscow. So maybe that's where Trump got the idea. So Trump built this golden statue of himself in Florida at his golf club, and he called in to all these people who were there to bow down and worship it. So let's listen to Trump.
To look at it very closely, and it's incredible. And I just want to thank you. I know it was done from love, and I want to thank Mark Burns, a pastor. He's a good pastor. He's a good man. I've known him a long time. He's been with me from the beginning, right from the beginning. Maybe about 2 days later, right?
2 days, but I'm just a president.
he was right at the beginning, and I appreciate it, Mark. You're great. He's really a good person. And I want to thank everybody there. I don't know, it is a good crowd of people, but I want to thank you all, and I won't forget it. And we love you all, and the country's doing great, and Iran is not doing good because of us. They are not doing well at all, and good things are happening, and
Alrighty, so there we go. Glorious leader praising himself, praising his gold statue. And he mentioned Pastor Mark Burns, who posted this on Threads. He wrote, "Had the honor of leading President Donald J. Trump's statue dedication event today at Trump Doral, Miami. Mission accomplished, Mr. President. Wow, Pastor Mark Burns, have you never cracked a Bible open? Because throughout the Bible, God warns against idolatry, which includes building statues of yourself. And that's what you're supporting Trump doing. You're literally supporting a violation that's clearly in the Bible over and over and over. So I really have to wonder if Pastor Mark Burns is a real pastor, or where in the world did this man get ordained? Because he clearly knows nothing about the Bible. It's just disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, was on Newsmax today, where she was bragging about kicking 4.5 million poor Americans off of SNAP, which is food stamps. So here she is, pushing her amazing bullshit.
Now, the good news, in just 1 year alone, we've already moved 4.5 million people off of SNAP. So this idea that once a government program is in place, you can never roll it back, President Trump has proven that to be wrong, with the vice president leading the way.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning. So we're going to be pulling more and more people off that shouldn't be on the program, ensuring that the taxpayers are protected. And frankly, part of this is the dignity of work, right? This is a great American biblical foundational principle.
All righty, let's just stop for a second. Brooke Rollins is claiming that 4.5 million Americans, including children, were committing food stamp fraud. Of course, she actually doesn't have any proof of this at all. And then she goes on to tell us about the biblical principle of work. And she's trying to say that people on food stamps, SNAP benefits, are not working. That is absolutely false. Studies have shown that most people on SNAP benefits actually are working. They do have jobs. She's trying to demonize the poor. And this is what Republicans do. Oh, and by the way, Brooke claims to be a Christian. Maybe Brooke should also crack open a Bible and see where Jesus actually says to feed the poor and to help the poor. In fact, that is throughout the Bible. That is absolutely commanded over and over and over. So we're going to move on now to another Republican scumbag. And he's going to make a similar claim that Brooke's making about fraud, except he's going to claim it's about Medicaid and Medicare. This is Representative Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin, and he's going to falsely claim that Trump's big, beautiful bill will not cut Medicaid and Medicare. We know he's lying, and we're going to prove it right after this clip.
American citizens have the right to peacefully protest. They get to make their voices heard. I just wish they knew what they were talking about. There has been no cuts to Medicaid or Medicare. There's not going to be cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. What's going to end, though, is the rampant waste, fraud, and abuse.
So just like Brooke Rollins, he's, you know, claiming there's this rampant fraud and abuse of health care. I'm not even sure how you abuse health care. But we know he's lying. Because in July of 2025, when the big, beautiful bill was passed, somebody tweeted on Twitter, X, 17 million people just lost their health care. And Derek Van Orden put a big yes with an exclamation point. He was happy that people were losing health care. 17 million. He thought that was awesome. And we have his tweet. So we know he's lying. Also, Johns Hopkins reported at the time that the majority of the cuts of the Big Beautiful Bill would impact federal support for Medicaid, the public insurance program that helps cover medical costs for low-income families, older adults, and people with disabilities. It also says about 40% of Medicare beneficiaries receive low-income subsidies, a cost-sharing program within Medicare Part D that makes prescription drugs more affordable. This bill, however, the Big Beautiful Bill, means these recipients will be paying more for prescriptions. So people on Medicaid and Medicare are going to see huge cuts this year. And we know that GOP Representative Derek Van Orden is a big, fat, fucking liar. And how dare he lecture other people and tell them that they're the ones that don't know what's really going on. We got you, Derek. You're a lying son of a bitch. Absolutely. All right. Speaking of lying son of a bitches, let's move on now to the head of Health and Human Services at the Trump administration, RFK Jr., who seems to do something horrible at least once a week. So the New York Times reports that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this is the CDC, which is under RFK Jr., is now forcing employees with cancer and disabilities to drive to the office for work. It used to be these people, and this is pre-COVID, pre-pandemic, they could actually work from home and they did a good job. Now, these people with cancer and disabilities are going to have to drive into the office per RFK Jr.'s orders. This little tiny fascist. In addition to this, he's cut 2,400 employees out of the CDC, which is more than any other agency has cut. So the Trump administration, let's do a quick review here. They are cutting SNAP benefits, food stamps for the poor. They are cutting Medicaid and Medicare for the poor, while Trump himself dedicates gold statues to Trump. This is absolutely sickening. And I'm sure the Republicans who support Trump are going to blame Democrats when they start losing their benefits. You just watch them scream in those red states. Poor people and middle-class people are going to start screaming in red states when these cuts take effect. And I guarantee you, please quote me, they are going to blame the Democrats when we have just proven it is Trump's big, beautiful bill and Trump's stooges like Brooke Rollins and RFK Jr. who are doing these cuts. We all know it. We've all seen it. All righty. If you want to see links to our stories, they're right below this video, because unlike the right-wing podcasters out there, I'm talking to you, Joe Rogan, and Tim Pool, and Benny Johnson, and failed comedian Jimmy Dore. We actually back up our stories with evidence and facts that anybody can check. We want people to fact check us. Please do. Alrighty, folks, please like and subscribe. Or if you hate this video, please hate and subscribe. Just subscribe. Alrighty, we'll talk to you later with more stories.